to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Hey, and folks, if you've been following our programs here about Passover and the Passover Seder, we have a special half-hour edition that ran on several hundred stations earlier this year. If you'd like to get a copy of that, just go to our website, messianicminutes.com. Send us an email. Say, I'm interested in the half-hour program. We can send it to you on CD. We'll get back in touch with you about that. So go to our website, messianicminutes.com. Send an email. Tell us you're interested in the half-hour special, and you'll be able to hear the list together at one time.
Blessed. Yeah, you won't. It's great hearing it in 5 minutes segments.
Over 20 years.
Over 20 years. Yeah, we've been joking here, Jeff and I, that, I mean, we are in middle of May, and Passover is long over, and we're still just now approaching the Afikomen, the end of the Passover meal, where the middle piece of matzah, which was broken, hidden, buried away, has now been brought back and ransomed by the papa of the house.
So significant as a visual of Jesus, who was pierced. The scripture says that this must be unleavened bread. It's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So it's flat. It's a symbol of sinlessness. And in order to properly bake matzah at high heat, you got to put holes in it. You got to pierce it. And the scriptures very clearly say, they shall look upon him or me whom they have pierced and mourn for him as one mourns for his only son. Glory to God. It's a picture of Jesus. And then this piece of matzah, which was put into a little pouch that we called the matzah tashin, has three separate sections, and they're all separate from each other.
Yeah, they are separate. It's one pouch. It is a unity pouch, but there are three separate sections, and it's the middle piece that's taken out and broken.
So what do we see here? Three pieces of symbols of sinlessness that are separated, but they're together. We see that the rabbis, traditional rabbis, go nuts when you talk about this, because they say we're wrong, but it's so obvious it represents the Trinity, the triune nature of God, and the middle matzah would be the Son, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and we break that.
Yeah, we break it, we wrap it in a white burial cloth, basically, and hide it away. We bury it, and it comes out again at the end of the meal. And by the way, friends, this was the special piece of matzah that Jesus is going to use as he celebrates what we now call the First Communion.
Yeah, and let's go look at that right now in Luke chapter 22. This is so critical because, friends, this is what the church has been doing for years without fully understanding. In verse number 19 of Luke chapter 22, the scripture says, "And Yeshua, Jesus, took bread, gave thanks, and broke it." Now, the bread that he took, we believe, can't prove it because the scripture doesn't say it, we believe that it was the bread of the Afikomen. So when we say bread, remember, we're talking unleavened bread or matzah. It wasn't Italian bread. It wasn't rye bread. It was a flat piece of unleavened bread that had holes in it.
Yeah, one reason we think it's the matzah Afikomen, because right after this, he's going to take the cup after the meal, after the supper.
And it says likewise.
Likewise. So we believe that right at this time, it's the end of the meal, he gets the unleavened bread. I wonder if somebody had to ransom it, if that actually went on at his Seder. But here's a piece of matzah. And friends, grab a piece of matzah. Go to a supermarket if you can. Hold it up. You'll see that it's striped, it's pierced. And Jesus takes this striped and pierced bread. Remember, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed.
Hallelujah.
And of course, we're going to look upon him whom we've pierced and mourn as one mourns an only child. Striped and pierced, bruised, Jesus picks up this Afikomen and says, "This is my body."
And we're going to give you more detail on what that really meant in tomorrow's program. Friends, you don't want to miss tomorrow's program, or for the rest of this week, for that matter. Really powerful stuff coming up. Remember, you can get the half-hour special, Jesus and the Passover Seder, by going to our website, messianicminutes.com, and sending us an email requesting it.
Yeah, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
The God of Jacob.